Hello, hello, hello. I am Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement, and this is the Surrender Break Room, a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. How are you on this fabulous Monday, or is it Tuesday or Wednesday? What day are you listening to? It doesn't matter. I'm just glad you're hanging out and being part of the conversation. And the conversation today is centered around prayers. We're actually talking today about the power of prayer. The power of prayer. So I get the awesome privilege, you guys, of leading what is known as the Global Surrender Movement. And surrender is doing God's will His way all the time. And one of the ways in which God wants to move in your life, or one of the strategies He wants you to use, is prayer. If you're going to know how to do His will His way, you're going to have to be in conversation with God. You're going to have to be in communion with Him. You're going to have to be asking for some things, because the word tells us that you have not because you ask not. Sometimes we roll around and see, I'm about to go on a tangent, but I'm going to come back, okay, because this is just in my spirit to share with you. Sometimes we go around complaining, and I don't have, and I don't this, and God hasn't done, and what? Well, have you asked for it? Have you prayed about it? I mean, instead of complaining, why don't you pray and watch God really open up some doors? Again, the word tells us in James, you have not because you ask not. So there is so much power in prayer. And I have learned that over the years. There is no way that I would have this awesome privilege of being connected with so many fabulous, amazing people, leading people around surrender, if I had not learned how to get into a posture of prayer. I am not saying to you guys that I pray all day long, or should I say all day in a prayer closet all day long. Like, I do actually know someone who told me, oh my goodness, I just came out of my prayer closet. I've been in there for 6 hours. I'm like, really? I mean, I think that's like phenomenal. But I mean, I'm good if I'm on my knees like 5 minutes, but you know, it's my heart. God knows. I'm being, you know, I'm just earnest, and I just pour out to God, and I just get up and go. But I am in a posture of prayer all day. So I am thinking about things and then just, you know, say a breath prayer here and there and that sort of thing. But if you have a gifting around prayer and you could pray all day, OMG, I'm like in awe of you. I think that's phenomenal and amazing. But not everyone is that way. So I don't want you to think that you have to be that way. But I do want you to know that there is power in prayer, and that you need to be in a posture of prayer. So what is prayer? Let's just talk about that. What is prayer? Prayer, I have two definitions for you. It's a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. So a request or expression of thanks. Also, it's an earnest hope or a wish. So a prayer could just be, I pray that happens. It's like this earnest hope. It's this big wish that you have, hoping that it will come to pass. That's what prayer is. The word tells us that the effective prayer of the righteous availeth much. It accomplishes much. So the effective prayer that really gets into the heavenlies, gets to the Father of a person who is righteous, oh man, it accomplishes much. So if you know that you are righteous, you're going to get your prayer through, it's going to accomplish so much for you. Prayer, in fact, moves the hand of Him who moves the world. God tells us He owns everything. Everything. He has the king's heart in His hands. He could do any and everything. So when you pray, you are actually going to a God who has the whole world in His hands. Isn't that pretty phenomenal? There might be something that you have on your heart now that you need. Why don't you just go to God in prayer? The prayer of the just. So a person who's just, they're pleading, they're striving. That's what fervent means. When you're just striving and pleading to God and requesting this thing, that has power. That really moves the hands of God and has power with God. A righteous person, let's just explain what a righteous person, I'm just breaking down that scripture. The effective prayer, that is, you know, saying the thing that you need to say, being effective, pleading, striving, whatever that means. The righteous man, it says that a righteous person is a true believer, justified by Christ and by His grace, walking before God in holy obedience. So you're being graced to walk this thing out, and you're also being obedient. When you come to God with your prayer request, Come on now, it's going to be accomplished. It's going to be effective because, first of all, you're walking with God. You're being obedient. You already know what He wants you to pray. It says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. He gives you what to pray. He gives you what to ask for. And you best believe when God gives you what to ask for, it's going to be ridiculous. It's big. It's bigger than you. And you're like, I can't even dare pray for this because will God do it for me? You know, it's like that kind of thing. Like, it's like that ridiculous and that big. But I'm telling you, if you are brave enough to go to God, to ask for some things, God will do it. So it is not enough, you guys, to say a prayer. A lot of people are just saying prayers, you know, just praying off and rattling off some things, but they're not really thinking about it, and they're not really putting any effort into that thing. But you have to pray in prayer. You have to pray and really be thinking about that thing that you're praying about and knowing that God can do that thing. So effective prayers have two components to them, and I'm going to dig into this more after the break, but let me just tell you right before the break. Effective prayer has two components to it. There's thought and there's desire. Two components to effective prayer. Thoughts, your thoughts have to be fixed. You have to be believing in this thing, and your desires must be firm, must be firm. So again, effective prayer is all about thoughts and desires. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to break that down for you really good and well, okay? But don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Greetings. I am Sandra Chang. I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Prophet in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there. Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Welcome back, you all, to the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. This is the place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and we're on part two of The Power of Prayer. Right before the break, I told you guys there are two components to effective prayer. So we talked about how the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. What does it look like to pray effectively? There are two components to it. It's thoughts and it's desires. Thoughts and desires. So your thoughts must be fixed, okay? Your thoughts must be fixed and your desires must be firm. Let me break that down for you. So let's do one thing you're praying about. You got something you're praying about. Your thoughts have to be fixed. This is what that means. There means that in your thought life, you're saying there is no way in the world that won't happen. I just pray for that thing and there is no way in the world that is not going to happen for me. It's the truth about me. It's the truth about my existence. It is going to be the truth for me. There's no way in the world. My dad used to say that a lot of times people pray and they pray for something and then it happens and they're shocked. You're like, what you surprised about? Didn't you pray? Didn't you know you serve a God who's a promise keeper? Why are you surprised? We shouldn't be surprised because our thoughts should be, when we pray effectively and fervently, there's no way in the world that's not going to happen. Ain't no way in the world because it's going to be accomplished because it says it in His word. So, and desires must be firm. You must know what you desire. You must expect God to do it. And you must not be in the space of wavering, compromise. Oh, maybe if it don't come this way, I'll just take it this way. It's that sloppy compromise that's going to get you what you don't really want. And then you're going to show up with it and complain about what you don't really want because you was willing to compromise your desires. You must keep your desire firm. When you know God has said something that He's made a promise to you, you must keep your desires firm. So let me give you an example, real life example, if you don't understand what I'm talking about. Let's use a real life example. For example, I remember when I was going into private practice and I just felt God leading me to do a private practice. I was at that point licensed as a psychologist and was wanting to build up a practice independent of the university that I was working for. So I had in my mind how the office building should look, because this is what God was planting in my heart. You get an office building, you get a space for somebody else so that they could also practice in your space and they can give you rent, so offset the cost of my rent. Also have an office with another space so that you could do meetings, group meetings. Okay, so that's what was in my heart. My thoughts were, my desires were firm. I needed three offices and I need like a reception space. That was my desire, because I knew God had given me that. And my thoughts were fixed. Ain't nowhere in the world I'm not going to get this office space in my heart. I'm going to get it. So I get this realtor and he's showing me different spaces that I could look for. And, you know, I felt like Goldilocks. You know, she went in there and she was like, oh, this chair is too small, or this chair is too big, or this chair is too firm. I don't know what she was saying. But then she got the thing that was just right. I was looking for the just right. I wasn't going to be wavering. I wasn't going to take anything. So I remember the realtor was like, well, I have a couple office spaces I can show you. Sure. He showed me one. Nah, nope, that's not it. Because it didn't have what I desired, right? It might have had two offices, or it might have a space that was just like, he showed me one space that was just way too much square footage. Oh, no. This is ginormous. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Then he says, I think I know what you want, but it's already under contract. But I think I know what you want. I'm going to show it to you. So I'm going to show it to you, not because you're getting this, is because I need to see if this is what you like so I can go find you something else. When we walk into the space, oh my goodness, it was exactly what was in my heart. It was exactly my desire. And I was not budging you guys on my desire. I was like, this is exactly what I'm asking for. I can't get this one. He's like, no, it's like the contract. No, you're not getting this one. But I'm going to try to find you something similar. I was like, I said, you know what? If the contract falls through, call me. He's like, that never happened. Oh, okay. Just call me out. And y'all know I went back to pray. Lord, that space I just saw was perfect. Lord, would you give me that space? That's what you put in my heart. Lord, that's my space right there. I just took territory. I just walked in that thing. That's mine. And y'all, I went about my business. I didn't even want to see no more rental properties from him. I was like, nah, because that's my space. I'm standing fixed on this. That's mine. Do you know he called me like 2 weeks later? Celeste, you're not gonna believe this. It's open. I can go rent that space. Yeah. How'd you know? I knew it was mine. Because my thoughts, you guys, were fixed. There was no way in the world that wasn't gonna be mine. God let me walk up in there and it was perfect. And my desires were firm. I wasn't taking a 2-room office. I wasn't taking a 6-room office. I need a 3-room office with a reception area. And that's exactly what I got. Not only that, at the price I need to pay for rent, and I got another person to sublet that other office space right away because I was in God's will, and that was what he desired for me. So what is that thing you have in your mind that you will not compromise on? That's what effective prayer is all about, keeping your thoughts fixed and your desires firm. Let me give you one more before we end. One more. I went to the doctor. She told me I have fibroids. This is a health issue. So leaders, we get health problems too, right? She told me I have fibroids. I was like, there is no way in the world. I was like, you said what? You have fibroids. I don't have fibroids. I teach people not to get fibroids. Fibroids is rooted in emotional toxicity. I teach people how to release all this stuff and this pain and this, all this other stuff so that they don't get fibroids. There's no way. I tell people shrink fibroids through their thoughts. So ain't no way in the world I got fibroids. She's like, I'm going to send you off to the doctor for ultrasound because you have fibroids. So you know what? This is the thing you got to know, you guys. When you have decided in your heart that something can't be true about you, like God told me I'm going to have good health and he's not bringing these things on me. He says in the Bible about you too. If you do everything he's telling you to do, he won't bring on these diseases on you like he brought on the Egyptians. That's in Exodus. So there went nowhere in the world I was going to be sick. So she take me to the doctor and they do the ultrasound. And I'm like, so what? I'm looking at the doctor like, right, I don't have anything, right? Your uterus is full of fibroids. Are you kidding me? I had to turn her screen. I actually set up a turn her screen. What? I don't see no fibroids. Goodbye, y'all. Now, indeed, I'm sure they saw what they saw, but I was not taking it. I was not coming in agreement with them because my thoughts were fixed that I'm well, I'm healthy, I'm whole. One of the affirmations I say every day, you guys, pretty much is, I am whole, I am well, I am healed. There's no way in the world I'm coming in agreement with that. My desires were fixed. I wasn't compromising. Maybe I do got that one health issue. I don't have this other health issue, but maybe I got this one. Nope. My thoughts were fixed. My desires were firm. Do y'all know when I went back to the doctor? A year later, she's doing her exam. She gets on her exam. I was like, no fibroids, right? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no fibroids. Right, yeah. Bam, done. Come on, y'all. The power of prayer. So whatever you have in your heart today, go to the Lord. Pray about it. Believe it. Make your thoughts fixed. Make your desires firm. And watch God show up with you, show up for you in a miraculous way because God responds to faith. I hope this helped you today. Would you share this with broadcast with somebody? Would you bring a friend next time that you come to the break room and be a part of this experience? And make sure you reach out and let me know how you're doing. And if these sessions have helped you, you can email me at info@drcelesteowens.com. Be blessed, you guys, and I'll catch you next time in the break room.